There's a lot of good blindness-related information on the internet. The only difficulty is it's not as easy to locate as it should be. At least that's the opinion of 17-year-old Mick Curran of Melbourne, Australia. So rather than complain about it, Mick decided to do something about it. He set up blindcity.com. And to tell us about this ambitious project, Mick joins us on the line from Melbourne, Australia now. Well, thanks for joining us on Main Menu, Mick. And I came across blindcity.com after you drew it to my attention. It's an excellent site. For those who haven't visited, tell us a bit about what it is and how you got the idea.
Okay, well, blindcity.com is basically a portal to all different blind-related sites across the world. I came up with the idea basically last year. I was looking around for some blind-related sites. I was looking through all the search engines, and it really took a lot of time, and I just couldn't really find anything because everything was so scattered around the internet. So I thought, well, why don't I make a site that everyone can go to and basically have sites linked off to other blind-related sites? So I came up with the name Blind City because that was one of the names available at the time. I thought, that's a pretty good one. And so I went and registered the site and started working on it.
How easy was it to come up with a domain name that was still available?
Well, yeah, I came up with quite a few different ideas. I mean, at first I had like Blind 2000 and Blind World and all these different things, and they were all taken. And in the end, I thought I was just trying through. I ended up brainstorming and trying a few different things like Blind World, Blind City, City Blind, and all this stuff, and ended up finding Blind City. So basically, the reason the name is Blind City is because that was the only one free in the end, but I think it's a pretty good catchy name and people remember it.
Yeah, and it shows a degree of professionalism. A lot of people have a go at these sorts of things, but they just put them on GeoCities or whatever, and there's a quite complicated URL that people have to remember to get there. You went that extra step and registered a domain name, and there's a cost in that, of course, and I guess that shows some degree of ongoing commitment that you have to the site.
That's right, because I've been doing, I actually started creating websites early last year. I actually started doing one called MIDI Home, because I deal a lot with MIDI files and stuff, and I started doing that, say, with a free website, freeyellow.com, but I had this really long, stupid website name, and I didn't like it. So then I registered my own one, MIDIHome.com, but something happened to that anyway, and the website went down. But then I started to do Blind City. But yeah, no, I've always had a thing to make sure my site addresses aren't too long, because it's really annoying if they are long.
It is. There'll be a lot of people who are listening to this program who do have a go at running their own homepage. It may not be too elaborate, but they're up there on the web. Can you explain for those people what the process is for registering a domain in the way that you have done for Blind City?
Okay. Well, basically, the way I've done it is I actually chose a package that basically gave me the domain name and the space as well, so it was a bit easier than going through all the different sites, registering the domain, then going and getting space. I'm actually registered through a nice company that you basically get, I think it's something like 1,000 MB space with also the domain name of your choice if it's available. Basically that company will then take your domain registration to Network Solutions or whatever and register it for you. So it's quite easy if you know what you're doing.
Is that a very expensive package?
Well, the one I've got is about 450 Australian per year plus 110 every 2 years for the domain name. So it is still expensive, but it's worth it, I think.
And one of the things that we actually use on ACB Radio and a number of other sites that I run is that you can actually buy a domain and send it to a domain name forwarding service, and there are a couple, namesecure.com and yournamefree.com. Those are the websites to go to. They actually will allow you to forward any .com or .net or .org address to an existing page on Zoom or Free Yellow or GeoCities or whatever, so that's another route that people can take too.
True.
Yeah. So let's come back to Blind City then. What will we find when we go there at the moment? How is it structured?
Well, basically, you come to a page with two frames, And down the left-hand side, we have the general stuff like different categories like software and computers. What would you like to see on Blind City? So I focus a lot on input. I like to hear a lot of input because basically it's just started and I really do want to find out what people really want. I mean, I'm trying to do it really for the blind community, not just for my ideas, really. Also, there's a thing, free email address. You can sign up for your own free email address at blindcity.com. Although, I don't think there will be very many. I think it's up to 500 or something. So, basically, if it's available, you can have it, but it's a limited time.
First come, first served. Yep. Tell me a bit about that. How does it work? Can you clear that email just over the web, or is there pop access as well?
It'll be just... It actually is only pop access. You can't... there's no actual website part to it.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's interesting, because I was expecting it to be some sort of webmail system. So this is actually a POP3 mailbox that becomes yours,
yes,
at blindcity.com.
That's correct.
That,
yes,
could be quite useful. Do you know at this stage whether there are any limitations in terms of how many megs of mail can you store before it gets full or whatever?
I don't think there is really a limitation on the actual user's end. I mean, on my end, there's a limitation on how many email addresses I can sign up, but really, for them, I don't think there's too much. I mean, I'm sure there would be a limitation, probably about the, I'm guessing, 10 to 20 MB or something, but really, I think it's just when my server starts getting full, I would suppose.
And would you still use your ISP's internet SMTP service, or does Blind City also do the SMTP side of it?
Yeah, Blind City does the SMTP as well, yeah.
That's excellent. Actually, you know, we've had I run a lot of email lists, and over the last few weeks there have been tremendous problems, particularly with the at-home service in the United States, which is a cable provider.
Mm-hmm.
Their mail seems to go down on a regular basis, and those customers get a lot of email bouncing. So sounds like an independent mailbox from you might be the way out of that situation.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Okay, so what else as well as the email service?
Well, other than that, there's just basically lots of... links to different blind-related websites, basically, in the different categories of software, library services, schools, education, all different, adaptive technology, all different types of things like that. At this point in time, we've got about over 30 different links to blind schools across the world and always looking for more. And that's the other thing also, if you... do have a blind-related website that you would like on Blind City, you can just come to our site and add your site to it. Just fill out a form that will automatically email me and I will link your site to it. What else is there? There's basically just stuff like that. Soon I want to be adding some more kind of information-type pages and stuff on there. At the moment it's all just links. But I am looking also for some people who would like to volunteer and help out with Blind City in the way of writing some information pages about certain sites or schools or library services or whatever.
I notice you have a guest book there as well, which allows a bit of interactivity.
Yeah, I do have a guest book as well. As I said before, I love to have input from people and really find out what they like, so really they can... at their site, they've got the guest book, they've got the message board. The message board is good also because if they have a question about anything, whether it be software related or education related or whatever, they can put it up there. If I can't answer it, well, obviously someone else coming to the site will go and have a look at that message board and hopefully can answer the questions.
Do you find that blind people tend to like to use those message boards, because it seems to me that quite a lot of them are a little bit less efficient for a blind person to use than standard email?
I'm not really quite sure. I mean, the ones I've used, I find quite a lot of them quite inaccessible, but that's really just my opinion. But I'm not quite sure, really. I mean, I've put up basically everything I can. I mean, because, you know, everyone has different opinions, everyone has different I mean, some people may be able to access them, some people may not. So if it's there for the people who can, that's great. If people can't, well, they can email me or, you know, guest books and stuff like that. So really, you know, it's there if people want it.
This is probably going to take you a lot of time to maintain, because putting the site up is one thing, but keeping it current and fixing broken links and everything, that's going to be a big ask. Do you think that you'll still have the enthusiasm and everything to keep this current?
Well, I hope I will. And also, you know, I'm still always looking for, you know, people, volunteers who will be able to, you know, help out, and especially with just writing new pages and going and finding more blind-related sites across, because that takes a lot of time, just going and looking for the sites to put up there. And that's one of the things I want to do, you know, keep up the big database of sites, basically. One other thing, you can actually, if you're not quite sure on what you're looking for, you can also, on Blind City Search, it does a text search over my whole site, and it will bring up all the pages. So say if you type in, or say for instance you type in Jaws, it'll come up with all the pages on my site with Jaws.
Let's talk about, you know, the motivation for doing this. Obviously, you've set up this site because you yourself found that there wasn't really a resource that gave you access to everything in one place that you wanted. Mm. Are you looking at some point at a revenue generation model, or is this merely a hobby?
Well, it has been merely a hobby, but I always look at things and try and work out some sort of, I mean, I think in the long-term future, I think I am going to have to work out some sort of revenue source, but, I mean, I still know how annoying it is for visually impaired people to, you know, wade through all these ads and all these things on websites and that. But I'm still thinking of maybe putting one or two ads on each page or something like that to gain a little bit of revenue. I mean, basically more to keep the site up, not for myself or anything, but more just to pay for the site itself, really.
And you're obviously based in Australia. I'm sure most people will have picked that accent. You're still in high school at the moment?
Yeah, I am. I'm in year 10 at the moment, high school.
Does that mean the last year? Is that what that means?
No, it's actually the third last year. I've got 2 years to go.
Okay. And do you have some ambitions to be a computer professional full-time?
Yeah, I want to go into IT support and things like that. I've worked out a TAFE course I want to do and everything. Basically, I think running networks and IT support and things like that, that's the main thing I want to do.
So what got you into HTML in the first place? You were telling me before we recorded the interview that you're actually working in FrontPage. How did you get into all of that?
Well, let me think. When I started, I think it was probably more from the website I started last year, MIDI Home and things like that, because I've always had an interest in computers and things like that, but I thought, you know, and the internet and everything was big, basically, a few years ago. We just got it and everything, and I was thinking, oh, I'm sure it wouldn't be that hard to make a website, so I thought about making one. My dad also already started making his own website for business side of things, and he used FrontPage, so he let me use that as well, and I started using it, and I found it quite easy to use, so I just kept on going, basically.
Excellent. And we've got some of your material for the ACB Radio Cafe, which we'll be updating later in the month as well, so that'll be good. And the website that people should go to is obviously www.blindcity.com.
Yeah.
And how often does that get updated?
Well, I'm always looking at it all the time.
Right.
At this point in time, I would say probably I'll look at it properly once a week. But really, I think once a week, really, it does start getting updated. But what I'm saying is when I get more, I really do need some more people other than me to start looking at it and getting more sites, because it is a very hard job to do. Once I get a lot more blind-related sites and things, I mean, I've got over 200 there at the moment. Once I get more, I think it'll be, you know, being updated once a week, really. That's the main thing.
So this might be a good way for people who perhaps need a bit more confidence in designing their own websites to have a little bit of input in designing one that's already up and running and offering a good service.
True, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Can people email you directly if they wish to volunteer in some way?
Yeah, the email address they can send to is webmaster@blindcity.com.
That sounds good.
That's webmaster@blindcity.com.
That sounds brilliant. Well, I congratulate you on your initiative. I had a look at the site and I think it's superb, and we'll look forward to seeing it grow in the coming months.
Yep.